Let's pick up Sophia in Modesto, California, and she's got a question about PMS. Are you there?
I am. How are you?
Very good. And how old a woman are you?
I'm 46.
And so how long have you been enduring these problems?
Well, the menstrual problems for a very long time.
Okay.
And I started your natural progesterone cream.
Yes.
And it works. and it regulates my period.
Yes.
And it's wonderful. My question is, I get the symptoms of, the breast soreness, the bloating, the cramping, but I'm getting it like 2 weeks before I start. Now, do I need to be taking something with this? Am I not taking enough?
Actually, this has to do with your liver.
Oh.
And you can increase FemBalance and get control of it. But if that doesn't seem to work, you may be, because of your age, producing the wrong kind of estrogen.
Okay.
And you may need to go on Estro Complex. How much do you weigh?
About 172.
Okay. So you would need usually about 2 Estro breakfast and dinner. That's usually about all that's needed. And normally in about 3 weeks, you see these things settle down.
Okay.
I suspect that because we get so much electromagnetic field pollution now that women of 46 are really more like 66 with regard to their exposure to EMFs compared to women, 25, 30 years ago. So the EMFs tend to encourage the production of the bad and dangerous forms of estrogen, and they do exactly that. They are harder for the liver to conjugate. And yes, you could use Estro Complex, but you could also start a series of coffee enemas and detox yourself that way. And I got to tell you, if I were you, Sophia, I'd do it both.
Okay.
I'd get on Estro, because if I don't get Estro, I could get the super dangerous forms of estrogen going around the body and then get something really bad.
Okay.
And so to prevent that, I'd do the Estro Complex, but I would also start 2 coffee enemas per week. And if you call the order line, they can give you organic coffee, the container to do it.
Okay.
It's all relatively inexpensive. Maybe you spend $30, $40. But then you have a system that works. You don't get headaches because the coffee has got some bromated chemical or something in it. Anyway, that should also give you an outrageous lift for the texture and moisture of your skin.
Okay.
And all these are becoming issues as you push 50.
How about the, I've been noticing hair under my chin.
Yeah, see, that again is that estrogen. That's another marker.
I'm low in estrogen.
No, you're producing bad estrogen. See,
bad
the beauty
estrogen.
Of the estro is it converts the bad one, not to a harmless one, but to the beneficial form.
Okay.
It takes you from 16-dihydroxyestrone, which can cause the big C and everything else, to the 2-dihydroxy, which is actually what the body wants. It's what holds the moisture. It's what makes you look young. So I do think you're going to like the effect of that.
Okay, great.
And let's see, you had questions, too, about...
I get the headaches, and I get a lot of, the nasally dripping.
Yep.
And I've been taking Benadryl at night, and I don't want to doing that.
See, here's the problem. You're not going to like this either, this is... It's kind of like the facts of life, We don't make them up. They just are the way they are. And these headache and nasal are all perhaps one issue. You're unable to digest your food as well as you used to just 5-10 years ago, and you're right at that age where millions of Americans have been sadly hoodwinked into taking antacids.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm going to tell you is you're going to go on something called the HCL Detox Kit. It's going to start dropping weight at your stomach. It's going to cut your sleep need.
That's why I carry my weight.
How did I know that?
Yeah.
And it's going to reduce your sleep need. You're going to feel light instead of feeling sleepy after a meal. You're going to feel light and strong.
I wake up tired.
Yep. If you're sleeping 5 straight hours or so, you should wake up feeling refreshed.
I sleep through the night, and I get about 8 hours.
Yeah, and that's you'll need less sleep. But let me talk to you about, have you had children?
Yes.
Do you have a C-section
yes.
scar? Okay, that's the
problem.
And I also
had my appendix taken out.
Okay.
I have a scar from that.
Okay, all right. So let me tell you, what I was going to put you on right away was the HCL Detox Kit. It might actually bother you if the stomach meridians are sedated by the C-section and or the appendectomy. Now, just so you'll know, on most people, the C-section takes out the stomach. The appendectomy usually takes out the heart.
Mm.
So both of these guys you want to take care of. Okay. And so our first step, as far as I'm concerned, would be that you get something called stomach complex, and you're going to take two capsules of that and make it to a tea. And you do that by emptying them in a cup, fill the cup with water at a high boil, stir it, cover it, let it steep 10 minutes, drink it before you eat. Now your stomach is on. Now at the end of that meal, you may take the HCL detox kit and you won't feel sick or weird or anything else. And you'll have to use the stomach complex until you mud pack successfully the C-section for sure and maybe the appendectomy, but I'd get them both as soon as you can anyway.
Okay.
And so on the HCL detox kit, at your body weight and your age, I'd use about 4 HCL and 2 activator. And you take those end of meals, and then I would take 2 Quantum Digest with the meal. What you should notice is within about 4 days, you don't have any runny nose, you don't have any headache, and when you wake up, you're not tired.
Okay, great. That'll be awesome.
Okay. And you're young enough to pull that off. If you let this go another 10 years, then you're going to need B vitamins and you're going to need all kinds of stuff. And you would not be hurt by adding Max Stress B. It would definitely pick up your energy. See, the Bs are made in your small intestine, and when the food is rotting, you disorder the bacteria that make them, and so then you get even more tired.
Okay. Well, I was going to ask you, what should I get started on? I've been basically pretty healthy. You know, I don't take any medications except for the Benadryl. So I wanted to get started on something.
Well, your most important thing is going to be the HCL detox kit and digest. Those are your most important things.
Right.
You, because of the C-section, will need stomach complex.
Right. Okay.
Then what I would do is get some estro, and I would start a series of the coffee enemas. That would be a good start for you.
Great.
And if you want to know the nutrition for you or your family, you would certainly want ultimately to have Superfood Trio.
Okay.
And that, along with the digestants, brings the American food back to a level playing field.
Okay. I appreciate all your help.
You're welcome. And give me a buzz and let me know if there's any problem or if there's any other way I can help you, okay?
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now. Bye.